Charlie, guys, what's up? Welcome to AFD Tech Talk. We'll be some cool friends. We they meet, they talk about tech and innovations. We go feature create out for Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We everything they hear, they like. Share, make somebody hear some, make somebody know what they happen for tech inside. And today, prepare and enjoy one episode. Thanks. Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the AFD Tech Talk podcast. I am here with Salam Daniel, and we are going to have a very interesting discussion today, as usual. So, as coronavirus seeks to renew for season two, it's very prudent of us to continue something that was started when this pandemic reared its ugly head. So I can't remember in March or late March, early April, many of the telcos in Ghana started playing jingles, encouraging customers to opt for contactless options when they are making payments. They even went to the extent of advertising products from competitors because, you know, at the end of the day, coronavirus is something that we all need to come together to fight. So today we are going to discuss payment options, payment solutions as a whole, as a broad topic, because the feedback from last week's episode about Black Friday, where we spoke about concierge services, shipping services, shopping services, and payment options, there's a lot of interest around some of the payment options that we mentioned. And we are going to use this episode as an opportunity to expand on it some more. So essentially, we are going to have a look at a few payment options available largely in Ghana. And then we will grade them on a couple of things. Their user interface, the user experience, the onboarding journey, and the services that they provide or that they allow to be provided. And when things go wrong, how responsive and intelligent their customer service wing tends to be. All right, so right off the bat, I'm just gonna list a couple of them. We'll pick them one by one, break them into pieces, and then maybe give like our final verdict. I think that's cool, right?
Well, that's cool. Yeah, you can start right away. I want to find out from you, Kwamna, how long have you been using contactless payment solutions?
I've been using them for quite some time, actually. Ever since I got my first bank account, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think at that time it was mainly Visa. If you visit one or two places, you rather use those cards to make payments
as opposed to
going to the ATM and then taking cash out. But there are instances where you go to some place and they're like, oh, our POS is not working. So there's an ATM just across the street. Just run across the street and then, you know, go grab some money from there to
come and pay for it.
So it's a bit you know, on and off.
Okay, for me, my first like major experience with contactless payments was when Uber was initially introduced in Ghana back in late 2016 or early 2017 thereabout. So I remember that I had linked my Visa card to my Uber account, and it was just riding spree for me. It's like, you just hail an Uber, sit inside, get to a destination, no need to take out any physical cash to pay for it. And until it got to a time where it looks like there was a universal strata among Uber drivers where they decided to come against the whole idea of payment with Visa cards. Once again, Uber has managed to introduce Uber Cash, which is integrated with mobile money, to also pay for trips via mobile money. While it seems to be a good initiative, it hasn't gained much traction yet, still for the same reasons for which the credit card payments are not really doing well. So then again, as you said, we are going to discuss a few of our favorite payment solutions. I think the first on the list I'd like to talk about is probably the most popular and most widespread in Ghana here, which is mobile money. So mobile money. Yep. MTN's mobile money.
Vodafone calls it cash.
Vodafone calls it cash. Yeah, Airtel calls it.
Airtel calls it money.
Yeah, Airtel Tigo money. And this is, without a shadow of doubt, hands down, the most popular payment solution, which is mobile based or linked to your mobile account in Ghana. It became my favorite after I repeatedly had to pay for goods and services at Melcom for mobile money, because I discovered that it was much easier to check out at the counter. You just provide the shop attendant at the checkout counter with your mobile money number, and then they'll initiate a transaction, which you have a USSD prompt. You receive a USSD prompt on your phone, and you just have to input your PIN, and then voila, you pay the exact same amount you're paying for whatever items you've bought without paying any extra charges. And it was so seamless and fluid that I began to stick to it as my preferred means of payment. Outside that, it is now probably the most widespread means of paying or sending money to other people who are also on the same and recently different mobile networks, because previously it was not possible to send to other mobile networks, but now advancements and Corona have boxed us into that corner where payment of mobile money or money from one network to the next has become very popular. So I chanced upon this tweet yesterday or 2 days ago, and I found it very interesting. So Twitter user @SirJohn was like, boys were at peace until MTN introduced mobile money.
Send me Momo.
Mr. Chami Momo, like, miniskepia on my ear broke.
Momo. Boy, I'm in a mini gaby Momo. Momo, yes, Momo. Empty, Momo. I am mommy. Now I said that.
Send me Momo has permeated like popular culture in Ghana here and become so popular. Like, this should tell you how popular mobile money is. So, Kwamina, do you also use any payment service similar to mobile money? You mentioned Vodafone Cash and Airtel Money.
Yes, so I use Vodafone Cash as my staple. If you look at the penetration of Vodafone Cash versus MTN mobile money, nobody needs to tell you that MTN is basically a monopoly in that particular space. So initially, it was a big challenge using Vodafone Cash, because when you have to withdraw money from your Vodafone Cash so that you can have some cash on you to pay for certain services like Trotro and the rest that don't have mobile money or cashless payment systems, getting a merchant was a big issue. And sometimes when you even get those merchants, they actually do MTN mobile money only, and for Vodafone Cash they'll probably shun you. But I think things have changed so much. I haven't run into this issue in quite some time. And then I think also Vodafone has introduced free peer-to-peer transfers. So if I'm transferring to another number, I don't pay anything. And this sits on top of interoperability. So now, not only can I transfer free to somebody who is on Vodafone, but I can transfer to somebody on Airtel Tigo and MTN mobile money. So it has become very easy to have some money sitting on your Vodafone Cash wallet that you can easily redistribute to people around. So I use that mainly because, I mean, in choosing like a payment solution or like a platform to use as your staple, I think one of the things you mainly consider are charges. I track my expenses, and I think in 2019 I had paid close to 2,000 cedis on charges, just charges, bank charges, mobile money charges, this transfer charge, that charge, adding one extra CD to the Uber driver, you know, all of those nuisance charges.
It's quite a nuisance. And this I feel was a personal job at MTN. Although recently MTN has also introduced something a little bit similar, but not quite the same, where if you are sending money and less than 100 cedis, you don't pay any amount, you don't pay any charges. Previously, it wasn't so. Someone even drew my attention to the fact that if 100 cedis is transferred 100 times on MTN's network, it becomes theirs. That is how crazy it is.
To be honest, yeah.
Yes. That is how crazy it is.
If 100 cedis is transferred 100 times, it becomes theirs. Wow. Fact.
Yeah. That is one interesting fact about MTN. But recently, they've scrapped that for amounts which are 100 cedis unless you don't pay any charges. And I'm still looking forward to Vodafone Cash as a strong contender in this arena, because they are fast catching on as a payment, mobile payment solution, as opposed to MTN. So moving away from network-based cash solutions,
you can go to payment aggregators.
Yes, and I would love to talk about my personal favorite. I got introduced to this back in 2016, 2017. I'm not too sure of the exact year, and I've never looked back. And honestly speaking, it has remained my staple. And because it's, in my opinion, is the best all round I've used so far, it's become the litmus test by which I judge or assess other payment aggregators. So the app I'm talking about here is ExpressPay. So ExpressPay, when I first started using ExpressPay, I didn't actually know what I was looking out for in terms of having a payment aggregator. But ExpressPay seemed to provide everything I wanted. You could buy credits, which is like a basic function of payment aggregators nowadays. You could buy credits, you could load up your data, you could pay bills, electricity bills, water bills, for your cable or your satellite dish subscription, GoTV, DSTV. You could even pay school fees. But one feature which I loved about ExpressPay was Bank Direct. And it's still my favorite feature. I'm able to send money from my mobile money account to my bank account. And not just my mobile money account. I can send it from any Visa card I have linked to my ExpressPay account. And ExpressPay itself has a virtual wallet in which you can store money, so you can also transfer money from that place to your bank account. And I've tried it for so many bank accounts and so many banks, and it works perfectly. It works seamlessly, and this is one reason why I've stuck with ExpressPay. So in my bid to also find out if I was truly in a financial haven with ExpressPay, as I thought I was, I have tried out, and Kwame and I also tried out a few others. You said something about Slide Pay.
Yes, I used to use Slide Pay quite a lot.
Okay.
Back then when it started, it was very seamless for me, you know. And I think one of the reasons also is probably because of how simple most of my transactions are. I mean, I generally live a very simple life. So very simple transactions, buying airtime, data.
He's lying. Okay, yeah, continue.
Buying airtime, buying data, moving money from my bank into my Vodafone Cash, or vice versa.
Okay.
It was working very well for me until I think they had to introduce another layer of authentication, where even after you have verified your card and you have moved money up and down a long time, for there to be some trust or credibility as to the fact that you may own the card, they still introduced this authentication layer where after you are trying to move money from your bank account to any other number, or you are trying to move money from there to buy data or something, they have to send you an OTP. Yeah, and that OTP would have to land either in your email or on your phone number. For many attempts, I wasn't getting this OTP. So you know how when they are sending the OTP, they'll say a 5-digit OTP has been sent to XXXX299 something.
Yeah, but the last 4 digits being
last 4 digits of your number. Yes. So the number was accurate and all, but I kept waiting and waiting and waiting, and I never got the OTP. And so I had to switch to Express Pay. And after switching to Express Pay, I realized, oh, okay, this is what everybody keeps saying. Very nice experience.
Very nice.
Very terrific UI.
The UI is clean. It's clean. And then the app is even integrated with biometric features on your phone, if you have any. For example, I use a Pixel 3, mm-hmm. and it's integrated with my fingerprint. Yeah. So I can use my fingerprint to authenticate. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure on your iPhone, you can also
Face ID.
Face ID too.
I think initially what happened was that anytime you need to authenticate a payment, you need to enter the CVC or the CVV before it will go on. But once you link the biometric data to it, it
becomes
just
straightforward. The last thing I would like to talk about Express Pay is the customer support.
Express Pay's customer support
yes.
is literally unmatched.
Yeah, it's literally unmatched in Ghana here. I know people generally tend to complain about customer service when it comes in Ghanaian companies. But I would like to sift Express Pay out of the lot by vouching for their customer support. Where in one instance where I was particularly impressed was where I was out of the country, and then they reached out to
You're
me.
You're going on world tour, eh?
So they reached out to me.
World tour musician.
Via WhatsApp call. And I was like, no, this is good. And then they took their time, although my issue could not be immediately resolved because they needed to verify something using my physical mobile number, which was on roaming and I couldn't use by then. They wasn't on roaming, airplane mode, whatever it was. Okay. So the enthusiasm with which they used to assist me in trying to solve my problem was what bought me.
I think it's a very good point because the app works most of the time, right? Like most of the time the app works. Money seldom gets stuck in the air or, you know, in limbo. But the few times that they happen, the customer service is also very
responsive.
Yeah, very, very responsive.
Yes, I remember.
So it gives you some comfort that no matter how much money you are moving around, somebody is tracking it and it is very clear where, you know, X is moving to Y and stuff like that.
And I think it's this safety net that a lot of customers are looking for because probably the suite of services might not be that great, but a client wants to know that if something goes foobar, they have that security that whatever their problem is, their money is never going to go down the drain.
All right, okay. So I think we have spoken about MTN, Vodafone Cash, Express Pay, and Slide Pay. Maybe we can just move on to Jumia Pay.
Oh yeah, Jumia Pay. Yeah. So Jumia Pay is, obviously, as the name suggests, Jumia's flagship payment solutions, which acts as a payment aggregator for a lot of other services and not limited to just their websites, like, and then other services they provide, like the Jumia itself, Jumia Food, and the like. So I got into Jumia Pay because I started becoming, upon your recommendation the last time,
yeah,
I started becoming a frequent user of Jumia Food to order food online. Yeah.
But surprisingly, I have never been able to get Jumia Pay on the Jumia Food app to work.
That has been one headache. I've also never been able to get the Jumia Pay to work on the Jumia Food app.
But it works in the Jumia Pay app.
But it works as a standalone service.
I see.
Yes, it works as a standalone service.
Ever since they introduced some 10% cashback if you use Jumia Pay in the Jumia Food app, it has never worked.
Trust me. Yeah, I've also been trying to get that because they offer a cashback if you pay with mobile money via Jumia Pay. But it also, for some odd reason, doesn't work for me. I don't know why. The app as a standalone payment solution, in my opinion, has the widest range of payment possibilities and payment methods.
I see.
And services. It's quite impressive what you can do in the Jumia Pay app. You can pay for bills, all kinds of bills, water, electricity, cable TV subscription, your GoTV, DSTV. You can buy credits, which early on I established that was a basic function of any payment aggregator you could find. Data, you can buy food, you can pay for food in the Jumia Pay. While I'm yet to actually use that.
So how does it work? Because, for example, if I make a, if I place an order to a restaurant in the Jumia Food app, then I go to the Jumia Pay app to...
You can also place an order for food in the Jumia Pay app.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. So I just use Jumia Pay, place the order, pay with Jumia Pay.
Yeah, within the Jumia Pay.
Do I still get a 10%?
Well, I'm yet to try that, so okay. I can't vouch for that.
I think I'll probably do that tomorrow.
Yeah, if enough of our listeners is going to try it out, you can give us feedback on the timeline after listening to this. You can buy Apple gift cards. You can buy... Man, it is...
I really need to download this app.
Yes, it is. You can book hotels, flights, Betway, Soccer Bets, Bolt, Silverbed.
Wow, you can literally do everything on it.
Yeah, you can literally do everything. Yeah, you can literally do everything in the Jumia Pay app. It's crazy what is going on in the Jumia Pay app. Like,
wow,
the cashback deals, Steam. Yeah, there's so much going on in the Jumia Pay app. So, our favorite for that reason, for the fact that there's a lot you can achieve with it.
I think I will download it and then check it out.
You download it and check it out. You should get into the Jumia Pay app.
Anyway, moving on, let's talk about Move.
Whoa. I think with Move, I've used it before.
No, I haven't used it before.
You haven't used it.
Like, okay. I said, I'm a very simple man. Yeah. Express Pay works for me.
It works for me. And you're a one woman kind of guy.
I hope so.
So I remember I got introduced to Move when I saw a post on 18th November by Twitter user at Yingsonti. So I remember there was this whole brouhaha on the timeline concerning someone ordering stuff from an Instagram shop or something of the sort and not receiving the item on time or stroke paying for the item and not getting what they actually paid for. And it became a very, very... that discussion blew out on Twitter that day. So that is when Twitter user Yingsonti said, "I make payments to online shops by dialing *718# and selecting option 2. The seller gets a notification, but the money doesn't transfer unless I confirm receipt of the goods in the way I ordered them. After seeing this tweet, I decided to go to the app store. I tried out the USSD command she talked about, and yes, it does work. So that is the flagship feature of Move. So what Move actually does for you is that you can use Move to pay for goods and services for other merchants. It is that easy and straightforward. When you buy an item, for example, from an Instagram shop or a Twitter shop or any other online shop, most of these shops have become very, very, very popular of late, especially for small businesses which trade in clothing, accessories, shoes, and the like, which young people like you and I like to purchase. What Move does is that when you order something, as a means of safety, you can pay the person by Move Secure. There's a similarity with which Move Secure works and how credit card authorizations work when you pay for something online using your Visa card. When you pay for an item using your Visa card online, there is a process called authorization. So authorization is basically the bank deducting the amount from your account or debiting your account with that amount of money or the value of goods and services being paid for. But it is sort of like held somewhere, so to speak, until the merchant confirms that the item you've bought for has been shipped.
So the money is held in escrow.
Okay, good. Thank you for helping me with that term. So Move works in a similar manner, but with mobile money.
Okay.
So if I pay by mobile money, until I confirm receipts that the goods and services you have delivered to me are exactly what I'm expecting, you will not receive the payment.
But how does that exactly work? Because I may have received the items and I'll say I haven't received it.
You may have received the items.
And then I wouldn't confirm that I have received it. What mechanism is in there to ensure that, you know, both sides are telling the truth? Because I could have kept the money in escrow And then when I get the item, I say I didn't receive it. Are they going to transfer my money back to me? What kind of checks and balances are they going to do first? Do you have any idea? If you don't, we can always, you know, reach out to the
okay.
the product managers and then try and find some answers.
Okay, so Twitter user Diane_EEEE asked this very question you are asking about. So she was like, so what happens if the items are delivered intact, but the customer doesn't confirm? So that's where Yin came again to respond that there is a limited time to confirm receipts, otherwise it automatically clears. So if you don't confirm
receipts,
yes, regardless of whether you confirm receipt or not.
So how do you raise a dispute? Because if it's going to, because what you're saying sounds to me like delayed payment.
Yeah, it's
and
like
delayed payment is still payment if I didn't
clears,
get the
it
item.
It clears in the end, but it clears immediately if you confirm receipt. It clears in the end after a while if you still don't confirm.
But how do you raise a dispute? But
yes, if you raise a dispute in the app, the vendor is alerted, and then there's a whole process which is initiated over there to reverse the money to your account.
Okay.
It's not without its flaws, as you've exposed right now.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of the...
maybe they are not flaws per se.
They're not flaws per se, but
it may be questions
imperfections, which are yet
yes.
creases in the whole process, which are yet to be ironed out. But I would say this feature, which is a move, makes it a standout feature from most of all, not most, but all the other apps. And the fact that you can also use it via USSD. I don't know if ExpressPay or SlidePay or PalmPay on those apps can be used via USSD, I doubt. But this is a standalone feature. You can also send money to your bank account and all that. So moving away from Move and moving to something else, is there anything?
let's move away from Move. I think we can talk. Yeah, you mentioned this last time that you use the service to create a virtual card so you could bypass a country restriction when you were making some purchases. BitSicker.
Yeah, Kwamna, you're right. So I recently discovered this service called BitSicker on Twitter. So BitSicker runs is sort of based on a peer-to-peer social media like Cash wallet, which I think Cash App is particularly known for. BitSicker also works in this manner where when you sign up and you can create your username, which is like a handle, which or a cash name or a cash tag. And then this allows you to also send and receive money to other users on BitSicker using the name, the same cash tag. So what I would say is a standout feature of BitSicker. You can buy, you can carry out a lot of transactions in the BitSicker account, but the standout feature for me has to be the virtual card and the fact that you can also carry out Bitcoin transactions in your BitSicker wallet.
Bitcoin, I see.
Yes, and all this can be done for your mobile money, from your Vodafone Cash, and your Airtel Tigo money.
One thing I really like about BitSicker, like I mentioned in our previous episode, is that it is made in Ghana. So,
yes. So I also really love that. Yeah. Love that about.
Big ups to the BitSicker team.
Big ups to the team behind BitSicker.
Alright, so we are almost done going through our list. Just to recap, we are speaking about the UI and UX of some of our payment apps. We are looking at the onboarding journey, the services, customer service, ease of use, and so on and so forth. We have talked about ExpressPay, we've spoken about SlidePay, JumiaPay, Move, BitSicker, we're talking about MTN Mobile Money and Vodafone Cash, as well as Airtel Tigo. We have two more left on our list, which is Chipper Cash and what?
And PalmPay.
And PalmPay, yes. Oh, yeah. Chipper Cash and PalmPay. Sorry, I didn't finish writing my notes. So, let's move to Chipper Cash and then we will conclude with PalmPay.
Yeah, so with Chipper Cash, the The big news about Chipper Cash is that it's being backed by Jeff Bezos. And this is, I don't know, whether you think of this as Amazon's plan to permeate or infiltrate the African ecosystem, financial ecosystem, it's up to you. But I have used Chipper Cash. I would say the UI is a bit uninspiring for me, but the functionality, what it lacks for in the user interface, it makes up for in functionality, in the sense that you can transfer money to other Chipper Cash users in different currencies. And as of the time of speaking, there's 5 currencies you can use on Chipper Cash. So you can send money in Naira, you can send money in Rand, you can also do Kenyan shilling and the Tanzanian shilling.
Quite Pan-African.
Yeah, very Pan-African. So this,
and I guess they'll even be expanding to more countries Jeff Bezos money there.
Jeff Bezos is all about expansion. It's all, he has just one purpose.
World domination.
World domination. Just expand. You know, I always think to myself that if you've watched the 1991 movie Terminator 2, Judgment Day, the whole premise is that in the end, Skynet, a malicious AI, takes over the whole world. And I usually like to joke that with the rate at which Amazon is spreading its tentacles into every tech space around the world, like one day, Alexa might just like go out of control, become self-aware, and then boom, well, there you have it, world domination. So you're going to...
You watch too many movies.
Look, I tell you, I don't think there are movies just
please,
from
please,
B-movies
please. This is not a conspiracy theory.
I'm telling you, we already here.
Aye. Anyway, so now we can move on to the last, which is Palm Pay.
Palm Pay. Wait, Kwamina, have you used it yourself?
Me? I said I'm a simple man. It's only Express Pay.
I'm beginning to hate that line coming from you.
It's only Express Pay that I use. Bitsika and Jumia and the rest now. But I'm actually very very curious about Bitsika because of the virtual card thing. And then Jumia Pay because of the extended list of services that you mentioned.
I forgot to mention that one peculiar thing about the virtual card and one thing about the virtual card in the Bitsika wallet is it's actually in US dollars. So when you are, I stated in the previous podcast, is that when you are buying something online and you load up your Visa card or something, usually the website, you may not be get to know the exact amount of money which is going to be deducted by the website.
But because
online,
it is dollar denominated.
Online merchant, because it's in cities. But because the virtual card in Bitsika is in US dollars, if you're buying something on Amazon or you're buying something on Google and it's $5, you know that it's exactly $5, which is going to be deducted. No, like, surprises.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Speaking of virtual cards, Palm Pay also has a virtual card, which you can apply for.
I see.
Within the app, which also makes it another...
You've tried both, right?
I've not used it, but I am aware of that feature.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, if Bitsika is working for you,
because Bitsika is working for me, that's why I've not really been pushed to try out the Palm Pay virtual cards. Because hey, the truth of the fact is that trying out most of these financial services, there's those little charges. Some of them require you to load up specific amounts in order to, for example, Bitsika, you need to have $5. In order to create the virtual card, like those petty 1 CD, 2 CDs.
Yeah, those nuisance charges.
By the time I realized, by the end of 2020, I'll go and track my expenses and I've spent more than 2,000 CDs.
Exactly, on just charges.
So because the Bitsika virtual card is working for me very well so far, and I have actually done all my Black Friday shopping with the Bitsika virtual card. Everything has worked perfectly. And the even nicer aspect of it was that there was a transaction which I carried out which was in the end cancelled by the merchant. And usually if you're using a physical Visa card, the money reverts to your account after 7 to 10 working days. But with the Bitsika virtual card, the funds return to the card within 24 hours.
Nice.
Which was good for me. So means I can almost immediately place another order with the money I have, with the refund.
I guess life is much better in the virtual world.
Oh yeah. Well, have you seen Tron?
Of course, I have. And recently, I actually watched it, I think about 2 weeks ago or so.
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, life is indeed better in the virtual world. Yeah. Like,
I love Tron so much.
The guitar latest suits with hot girls and...
I was actually listening to Daft Punk, and then I was like, oh, I feel like watching Tron. Mm-hmm. And then I just watched Tron.
You just watched Tron. Yeah, anyway. So back to Pompeii. Another thing I love about Pompeii is like you can actually buy insurance, apply for insurance. There's a few other things, and you can receive money from people on the same who have also have Pompeii networks. The rest of the features don't really make it stand out from the other competitors, but I would commend the virtual card aspect and the insurance bit to be probably the standout features for me. I'm not so sure about the UI. I mean, it could use a little bit of redesign, but the fact that it works well, I mean, you know, there's a saying that if it looks stupid and it works, then it's not stupid.
Come on.
I'm not bashing anyone here. I'm just trying to be brutally like honest. Realistic and honest.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So we couldn't buy our usual Wachi.
Oh, Charlie. As I sit here, they were the hung.
The hung were. From here, we can go and get. There's some watching nearby. You can go and get. Yeah. And then the fun, we can pay for it using a QR code.
Hey, that QR code, I was thinking that it's only about Mies area.
No, right? No, it's not about Mies
area. It's only about Mies area.
It's not about Mies area. Our digital ninja, he's paving the way.
Anyway, so if you have any experience with the services that we have mentioned, please let us know. You can always mention us. You can always send me a DM or Salem a DM. Salem has recently changed his Twitter handle yesterday
to exactly what I wanted. I had wanted this for a very long time.
Yeah. I have joined Clubhouse and I managed to snatch the at Kwame Nah handle.
Okay.
So that actually reignited my desire to have the at Kwame Nah on Twitter. And anytime I see the original like owner, it's so annoying because he has only two tweets, follows no one, one tweet is spam, and the last time the account tweeted was 11 years ago. Like,
no.
I need to go and do my internship at Google, at Twitter just so that I can delete that account and take it.
And take it for yourself.
Anyway, no. But... I mean, so yeah, you can mention any of us on social media. We'll be more than happy to listen to you.
At Kwame Nah Zero and at Donyo.
Yeah.
Donyo with an H.
Yeah. So until next week, it's goodbye from us.
Peace out.
All right.